The aim of this research is to refine the impact of the Sufi master-disciple relationship within the family, with a focus on marital relationships during the Safavid period. This era was significant in the history of Iran and also involved essential cultural variables that were based on the approach of maintaining healthy family relationships and Islamic life. In this context, families during the Safavid period were influenced by the prevailing legal and jurisprudential system as well as other cultural elements, shaping distinct patterns, functions, and lifestyles, one of which was the impact of Sufi beliefs. The research adopts a qualitative approach, drawing upon historical sources, family relationship texts, and the reports of Western scholars during the Safavid period through a descriptive analytical method. The outcome reveals that the master-disciple relationship is a core element of Sufi practices, where the disciple is in complete submission to the master. This practice was particularly emphasized by certain people in the Safavid era and extended into the home environment. It led to the establishment of reciprocal relationships and connections between spouses, which reduced family conflicts and harms. This impact was also visible in society, as families that adhered to this principle faced fewer problems. Moreover, in the Safavid royal court, where the role of women was revitalized, the master-disciple relationship between royal women and the Shahs had a profound influence. It was so powerful that many governance-related issues were mitigated, as attested by the travel diaries of Western scholars, such as Chardin.